Welcome to Missionary Echoes, a ministry of the God's Missionary Church of Lebanon, Pennsylvania at 2127 Hill Street. I am Pastor Alan Walter, thanking you for joining us today, and trust your heart will be blessed as we worship the Lord together.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood.
In the blood
of the Lamb.
There
is power,
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 power, wonder-working power
in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood.
Sins are lost in its life-giving flow.
There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power,
power,
wonder-working power
in the blood.
And I'm so glad for victory in Jesus, especially in light of the fact that every day there's a new crisis, a debt crisis, an economic crisis, a humanitarian crisis, a political crisis, a constitutional crisis, a crisis at the border, a crisis with the environment, a crisis in the Ukraine. Even today, a global health crisis that's affecting how we live our lives. Our planet is engulfed in crises, and our human emotions can't bear them all. The dictionary defines a crisis as a time of intense difficulty, trouble, or danger. But thank God we have Christ amid the crisis of life. Think of His blessings in ages past. Nothing has touched your life without His knowledge, and there are millions of dangers from which He has kept you, no doubt, though we've been quite unaware of them. He will never forget you, nor forsake you, or fail you. Sometimes it is in a crisis that we see God more clearly than ever. He comes with peace, with power, with protection, and with a sense of His deepening presence. So, if you're in a crisis today, look upward. Set your mind on things above, as we're instructed in Colossians chapter 3, and we'll be studying that in just a little while. Don't set your affection on things on the earth, for your life is hidden with Christ in God. So stay tuned as we enjoy, hopefully, an encouraging broadcast today.
Things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Oh, so are you.
Dear Lord, in prayer we do set our eyes upon you today. Oh, what a difference it makes when we set our affection on you, when we let our mind think on the things of God and realize just what a wonderful Savior you are and how faithful you are to each of us in our lives. Indeed, there are many things, no doubt, that you have spared us from. There have been many times when you have been close at hand, when we maybe didn't even sense you, but you were there to protect us and guide us and give us wisdom and strength. And Lord, we just are so appreciative of your faithfulness to us, whether we acknowledge you or not. But your word reminds us that if we'll acknowledge you in all of our ways, you will direct our paths. And we have found that to be true. And I pray that you'll help us today to focus on that perhaps yet more than ever before, to realize that without you we are nothing, but with you there's nothing that Satan can keep us from accomplishing for your glory and your praise. Lord, would you bless each of our listeners today, touch those afflicted in body, the shut-ins, those who may be discouraged or depressed or just unable to get out to church, or perhaps they're on their way even now to Sunday school. And we pray you'll bless them and give protection over the highways. Give us a blessed Lord's Day today. We're trusting you to come near and to have your unhindered way in our midst. May our lives be touched in a fresh new way because of the faithfulness of God and each of us setting our mind and our affection on the things of God. And we'll praise you and thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
There are so many questions people are asking today, like what does it take to know God in a personal way? Does he really love us, or does he even care? And is there a heaven, and how do we get there from here? Where do we come from? What about freedom from sin? Who is this Jesus? Why is his kingdom within? Could go on forever, on and on down, but the only real answer to all of their questions is this: a childlike faith and a trust in Jesus. That's all it takes for the Father to receive us. A childlike faith and a trust in Jesus. That's all it takes for the Father to receive us. And so for all the world's questions, as difficult as they may seem, God gave us the answer. He simply wrote John 3:16. A childlike faith and a trust in Jesus. That's all it takes for the Father to receive us. A childlike faith and a trust in Jesus. That's all it takes. That's all it takes. That's all it takes for the Father to receive us.
Thank you, Brother Aaron McCarty, for that beautiful song, A Childlike Faith. Well, this is Missionary Echoes, a ministry brought to you by the Lebanon God's Missionary Church, located at 2127 Hill Street in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. We're happy to have you join us today, and we're getting ready to gather in for Sunday school at 9:30, our morning worship at 10:30, our evening worship tonight at 6 o'clock. Tonight will be a youth emphasis service, and you'll want to be here if at all possible. Wednesday night at 7 o'clock is our prayer meeting service. Hope and Blast will be happening as well. And then following the service this Wednesday night, we have an ice cream event in the Family Life Center sponsored by Church Family Connections. So why don't you come to prayer meeting this Wednesday night, enjoy a time of fellowship and some good ice cream following the service. Friday night at Penns Creek, where our conference headquarters is, will be a conference-wide youth rally. And the president of Hope Sound Bible College, Reverend Matt Malloyd, will be the speaker. That's at 7 o'clock. We plan to take a bus. Otherwise, people will make their way there for the evening service at 7 o'clock in the G.I. Straub Memorial Tabernacle in Penns Creek, Pennsylvania, this Friday for a conference-wide youth rally. And then next Lord's Day, we're anticipating God's help throughout the day on the first Sunday of September already. We're so glad to have you join us for the broadcast today. Feel free to look us up on the web at LebanonGMC.com. You can tune in to live services. You can see archives. You can listen to previous broadcasts, etc. Find out more information about our church and plan to be a part of this wonderful congregation right here in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. Stay tuned as we enjoy the remainder of the broadcast. I want to talk about subduing your shortcomings, and we'll be studying a scripture from Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 and 2.
Tomorrow war is all in the master's hands. across my troubled sea. He told me that he loved me and that he cared for me. So tell me, why should I fear when the Lord is on my side? Why should I fear in his love I'll safely hide? He is to me my fortress and my rock. Tell me, why should I fear? Why should I fear?
Thank you to the Dan Durkee family for that great song. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above and not on things on the earth. It is important that we turn our fears into trust. And I want to talk to us about overcoming your fears or subduing your shortcomings. In Psalm 27, in verse 1, it says, The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And you know, Satan uses fear to stifle and defeat God's people. He is out to defeat you. He's out to discourage you. He is out to work you over. And if you don't know that yet, if you're a follower of Christ for any amount of time, you'll soon learn that the devil has your number, but greater than that, God is on our side. Christians can overcome their fears, their F-E-A-R-S. So let's think about those letters that are involved in the word fears. Number one, he can help you to overcome your fears by faith. In Mark's Gospel, chapter 5, and verse 36, Jesus said, Be not afraid, only believe. He still says that today, doesn't he? Faith is the antidote for fear. To overcome, we must replace our fears with confidence in God. When the disciples were driven by the storm and feared for their lives, Jesus rebuked the wind, and there was a great calm. He still asks today, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? The second letter in the word fears is the word endurance. We as Christians can overcome our fears through endurance. Psalm 27 and verse 3, Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The psalmist was often terrorized by wicked and sinful men, but he endured. He overcame through faith, through trust, through dependence on the Lord, through endurance. Our world today is also a world of violence, demanding perseverance and endurance. By putting our complete trust in God, as the psalmist did, we too can overcome our fears. As we read in 2 Timothy 2 and verse 3, Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. May we take that instruction to heart, find application for it even today in our lives. Thirdly, this word fears tells us that Christians can overcome their fears through affection. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 18 says, There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Resentment causes Christians to be fearful sometimes. More love is needed, isn't it? We need a fresh outpouring of His love and confidence and His help and forgiveness so that resentment does not eat us up. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7, it says, For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. May He help us to exercise those things that He gives to us, that we might be overcomers from the fears of life. Love is increased by praying for others. Love is increased by performing good deeds. Love is increased by showing kindness. Love is increased by letting God search our hearts and help us, because God is love, and the more of Him we have, the less fear we possess. In 1 John chapter 4 and verse 18, it says, "There is no fear in love." Next, we notice in this word fears that Christians can overcome their fears through reliance, the letter R, reliance. In Psalm 56 and verse 3, it says, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee." There is a setting of our will. There's a quickening of our mind. There is something that is foundational in our makeup that says, you know what? I am going to rely on God. I am going to trust Him. Some Christians rely only on self-effort. Others rely on doctors, lawyers, friends, modern-day science. But finite strength is insufficient for our needs. We need the infinite strength of God. We need His help. We must depend upon God's infinite power. You know what? He never fails. When we trust Him implicitly, we can say with the psalmist, as he said there in Psalm 27 and verse 1, "The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Oh, Lord, help us to have more reliance on You. That word fears now brings us to the letter S. Christians can overcome their fears through service. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 6, it says, "The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me." We overcome the fear of failure through activity so often, don't we? Working for God brings satisfaction, and it brings a sense of accomplishment. We need not tackle God's word alone. He is our helper. We are workers together with Him, as we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 1. Service for God brings a reward now and in the life to come. We overcome our earthly fears, and we lay up treasures in heaven where all fear has vanished away. We read that encouraging verse of Revelation chapter 21 and verse 7. "He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son." Friend, there's a reward now, but there's a reward coming that is out of this world that we'll receive in the life to come. Many people are in the clutches of fear these days. We've come through this awfulness of COVID, and we have come through the awfulness of the things that are coming out of Washington, D.C. We've come through the awfulness of what is happening in the Ukraine right now, and all around the world, and in America, there are things that are just so unstable and so troubling. Political instability, economic uncertainty, and the prospects of a worldwide nuclear, biological, or chemical holocaust holds the nations of this planet in constant fear. Some enemies are real, others are imagined. We must face them all with faith. We must face them all with endurance. We must face them all with affection. We must face them all with reliance. We must face them all with service, as we've just worked our way through that word fears. Along with that, one of the best cures for fear is the living of a clean and an upright life. Friend, it is something that God makes available to us. He wants you to subdue your shortcomings. He wants you and me to overcome our shortcomings and our fears. And we can do that by turning those fears into trust. Trust in God, overcoming those fears. Oh, may the Lord help us. You know, there was a conversation that happened between a mother and her daughter. And her mother said, "Look at the beautiful rainbow that God has painted for us this morning." And you know, sometimes we really yearn to see another rainbow, don't we? Oh, how we need rain, more rain than what we've received. And the rainbows we've seen are pretty, but I want to see a rainbow that's indicative of a good soaking rain that lasts for a while. We desperately need it, and we're asking God for it. But back to the story. Mother said, "Look at the beautiful rainbow that God painted for us this morning." And the daughter said, "And just think, Mommy, He did it all with His left hand." Mommy says, "Well, what do you mean, sweetheart? Can't God use both hands?" Well, of course not, Mommy, said her daughter. Jesus is sitting on his right hand. Well, that might be a slight misunderstanding of a little girl, but I want to tell you something. God is sufficient for all of our fears. He's sufficient for all of our shortcomings, even with one hand tied behind his back, or even with Jesus sitting on his right hand, if you please. That doesn't limit him one bit. If he can make a rainbow with his left hand, as this little girl thought, friend, he can do anything for you and for me. So whatever your doubt, whatever your confusion, whatever your frustration, whatever you are facing today when the devil says boo and he tries to scare you and make you think that God does not have grace sufficient or that you don't have enough stamina to make it through, remind him that I serve the eternal, the almighty God of heaven, who can defeat the devil with one arm tied behind his back. He can defeat the devil even if he's sitting on one of his hands, because God holds all power, and there's nothing that my God cannot do. So let's believe him. Let's trust him today. The all-powerful one can enable you to subdue your fears and your shortcomings. May you be encouraged in that this morning. I hope to see you in Sunday school and church very soon.
In this age of uncertainty, questions come to my mind. What is waiting ahead for me and the rest of mankind? Fear not tomorrow.
Take, he sees.